Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will not turn aside and see this great sight. I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. He said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto the Pharaoh, and that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto the Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee. This shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou have brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the afflictions of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, unto the land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice. And thou shalt come, and thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews have met with us. And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment And ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Amen. A long scripture. Therein is the word. I want to talk about an African-American spirituality. African-American spirituality. It's Black History Month. We recognize and we acknowledge many of the great contributions of our people. We recognize that Black history, or African-American history, did not begin in 1619 when the first slaves came to America. It began a long time ago in Africa. Our ancestors built the pyramids. Our ancestors were important in the development of mathematics and science. Our ancestors built many of the great inventions of our own country. Research that I was doing talked about our ancestors developed the fountain pen. Our ancestors were great scientists that invented many of the cures for many of the diseases that we suffer with even on this day. Our ancestors were some of the great poets of our country, great writers of our country. We have many of the great, great, great persons of our own history who've done wonderful and marvelous things. Toni Morrison, Ellison, Carter G. Woodson, W.E.B. Du Bois, many of the other great writers of our time have done great things and have written great books that all of our children and all of us should read. But one of the greatest accomplishments of all has been the African-American spirituality. Because when we came to this country, pretty much all we had was our spirituality. Those who brought us here from Africa robbed us of our culture and even robbed us of our language, but they couldn't take away our spirituality. They could not take away our relationship with our God. And if it had not, you know that song that we sing, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, look at somebody say it's more than a song. Because that says something about our spirituality. If it had not been the Lord on our side, tell us where would we be? So we are grateful to God for the Holy Spirit and the spirituality of our church. Because we came here and there are those who seem to want to destroy us and wonder if we would make it because we were slaves and treated us as animals and treated us mean. But somehow or another we had a relationship with our God. And we decided that no matter what you do to us, we're going to trust God. And we need to get back to trusting that God. Trust in our God who's kept us. How many of you know that it's our spirituality? When things have gone bad in our lives, when we could not see our way, when we did not think that we could make it, it was our relationship with God that kept us. It was the songs. And you know, today I love this technology that we have, and I love the computers that we have, and I even got an iPad up here. I love all that stuff. But look at somebody say, before we had a computer, we had God. And before we had musicians who could play all of these instruments, we just had spirituals, and we made a joyful noise unto the Lord, and we had a theology that said the Lord will make a way somehow. We had people like Adam Clayton Powell that said, keep the faith, baby. When they are messing with you, keep the faith anyhow and trust God anyhow. So this African-American spirituality. And you know, some folk talk about our spirituality. They talk about how we scream and holler. And rub it, run up and down the aisle and foam at the mouth. How we scream and jump and shout. But they don't know how mean this world has been to us. Look at somebody say,
I can't holler on my job. Can't even holler at home. I don't have money for a psychiatrist. Don't have money for a psychologist. I got to go into the house of God and just scream. Because if I couldn't scream, I'd blow my brains out. The Lord will make a way. That's a part of our spirituality.
In this church and other African-American churches, look at somebody and say, this is a therapy session. This is me just getting a little closer to God. This is me just having a little talk with Jesus. You know that song? Tell him all about your troubles. How many of you know he'll understand by and by? Just have a little talk with him. That's a part of our faith. That's a part of our theology. That's a part of our spirituality, that we can talk to Jesus. And not only can we talk to Jesus, look at somebody and say, he hears. Now, he may not come. This is a part, you know, these songs that we sing, look at somebody and say, they're more than just songs. This is a part of our theology. This is a part of our faith. He may not come when you want him. But then they say, he's an on time God. And then they go back and say to amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's an on time God. That's a part of our American spirituality. Because our African-American spirituality encouraged us to keep on keeping on. And then, secondly, our African-American spirituality helped to define us. When the world said that you are nobody, when the world said that you didn't have any gifts, and that somehow to be white was to be better just because you're white, and to be black was to say that you had no value. But somehow people made it to the church. And somehow those deacons, those men who were nobody out there, became preachers and deacons in here, and trustees and Sunday school teachers. And they heard a word in church that says, you are somebody. You are a child of God. Oh, so many of our kids need to hear that word today. Because too many of our kids, they listen to the rappers and the negative rappers. I'm sure they're positive. We're going to hear about hip-hop. But they listen to the negative ones. But somebody needs to hear that you are somebody. And somebody needs to hear that the Lord will make a way somehow. Somebody needs to hear, I don't care what your teacher says, you can make something out of yourself. Somebody needs to hear, I don't care if you've been to jail, you can still turn your life around. Somebody needs to hear that even though you're messed up, life is not over just because you made a mistake. Oh, so this African-American spirituality, it's not just hollering and screaming, but it's a theology. It's a way of making it. It's saying to people that God is present. It's a way of saying that there's fire in a bush. It's a way of saying that even though I can't explain why I shout, I felt something. There was something that happened today. I can't explain it, but there's something. I just couldn't hold my peace because I've been catching hell all week long, and I got a fresh anointing that Sunday morning. I heard God say, everything is going to be all right. African-American spirituality shows up, and it helps us to redefine ourselves. Look at somebody say, I'm not going to let the media define who I am. I'm not going to let some white person define who I am. I'm not going to let anybody define. I am who God says I am. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. I'm not even going to let you define me. Because I had a talk with God this morning. Amen? And so this spirituality, that this African-American spirituality, it's not one that tries to demonize white people. We're not here trying to demonize white people.
And we're not here trying to make all black people saints. How many of you know we got some hellions? No. But this African-American spirituality says, I'm as good as anybody. This African-American spirituality says, God made me just like he made you. And he made me in his image. And I am who he says I am. And even if I'm not that right now, I can be who he says I can be. So I trust in God. Amen. Is that African American spirituality? This Black History Month is a spirituality that refuses to allow politicians to demonize poor people. Oh, you preaching, Jackson. Nobody wants to say amen. This theology, we don't have national media, we don't have television necessarily, but we do have where we get together 3 times a week to say we will not let anybody define poor people as evil and without worth, because they are God's child children, and they might be poor now, but they don't have to stay that way. And even if they do, some of the best people I know are poor. In fact, I don't know too many rich folk. I'm comfortable with poor folk. One of our candidates talking about, and not only him, these persons who scandalize people and demonize other people because somehow they're getting a little help. Man, if I pay my unemployment, I ought to get it. You ain't giving me nothing. I paid for it. If I'm a veteran and I serve in the armed forces, you ain't giving me nothing because I have veteran benefits. I earned them. If I pay my taxes when I'm working, and my kids want to go to college, they ought to get a grant because it's my money. Then they call President Barack Obama the food stamp president. Well, I'd rather have a food stamp president that cares about the poor than a billionaire who gets up on national TV and say, I ain't worried about the poor. African American spirituality is one that says we care about the least of these, that we care about those who are struggling, that we care about those who are down. The African American spirituality says we will not let some candidate define us. The African American spirituality says we will read between the lines for ourselves, that we know what you're talking about. We understand the code words. We've been in this country for over 400 years, that we understand we can read between the lines. And we are not stupid. The African American spirituality is more than just a praise song. They want us to just come to church and just clap our hands and be happy even though they're killing us. Just sing to the glory of God. You know, let me cut your foot off, but don't you dare cry. Just keep singing. Don't you dare holler. Just sing. Just praise him. Wow. We're going to praise him after we fight. Then we're going to fight some more and pray some more so that we can get some strength to go back out there and tell the truth.
Amen. My time is up.